Enron, CNN Plus, Quibi, all failed ventures and all names printed on one woman's growing collection of dead company swag. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has the story.
CNN Plus is turning off the lights tomorrow after loads of hype. And hype is key for Christina Warren. For the last few years, she's collected swag, like mugs, t-shirts, pop sockets, from companies that fly high, then crash and burn.
Like I have MoviePass merch and Aussie Media merch, and I have Quibi merch.
She's sort of an accidental collector. It started because she'd come home from tech conferences with free merch, ways to promote a new company, and then realize what she had was sort of a gag.
It's mostly companies, but it is occasionally like disastrous or failed, you know, like online things like Fire Festival.
Remember the 2017 festival that was meant to be a cultural moment, but just turned into chaos in the Caribbean. Warren has real Fire Festival t-shirts, probably some of her favorite items. Look, she knows that for the people who worked for these companies, the end is tough.
I'm not rooting for any company to fail. And I think that because I've been part of startups and I know that when things don't go the way you wanted it to, it can be really painful.
But she knows there is great irony in these ventures that the public can share in.
Fast is another one of those where the hype didn't seem to match with what the company was doing. And that makes the fall that much more extreme, which to me then makes it funnier to be out someplace wearing a shirt from one of those things.
Fast, of course, got a lot of buzz with its plan to help people expedite online purchases. But earlier this month, its CEO announced it was shutting down. There is one company that Warren is dying to get merch from, Theranos.
My white whale, the thing I haven't been able to obtain yet, is I've been looking for something officially from Theranos.
But the price is pretty steep, and she can't be sure the stuff online is legit. She's hoping that a former employee out there can hand something over. Really anything.
I hope that someday I'll be able to get something, whether it's like a mug or I would even take a pen, you know, like a ballpoint pen, I would completely love.
Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.